As COVID-19 rates rise across the mainland, some people are moving to Hawaii to escape the virus. But will they stay here? That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Brittany Light joins us today. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So, you know, we were hearing anecdotally from realtors that, you know, the luxury home sales were picking up. You know, what were you able to find?
Luxury home sales are picking up. I spoke with a real estate broker on Maui who said, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, her business was basically stagnant. And then all of a sudden, things really started to pick up in July. She said it all started for her, this kind of deluge of spontaneous real estate purchases in Hawaii, with a phone call from a couple in Silicon Valley. They really wanted to spend the summer on Maui, but the coronavirus had shuttered most hotels, and she ended up selling them on a $14.5 million property. That was just the start of many stories like this for her.
That's so interesting. You know, I guess rent, but then they actually plunk money down to buy.
Yeah, and what I found is that, you know, people are coming to Hawaii for a lot of reasons. Of course, the scenery, the climate, the low virus rates is what's really driving this, and the fact that there's an abundance of outdoor activities year-round in Hawaii, and a lot of other places just don't have that. And another draw is that there are these smaller private schools that are offering in-person classroom learning for students, and in some states, that's really hard to come by. So folks who are trying to make their pandemic experience a little brighter, a little bit more normal, are coming to Hawaii for all of these things, enrolling their kids in schools that do have this in-person learning, giving their kids kind of a quasi-normal academic experience.
So what other hard data do we have besides like the real estate numbers?
Yeah, so census data will really tell us, give us the best picture of what's happening with this migration of residents in and out of the state. And that won't be available for some time. But what we do have is kind of a preliminary snapshot from the Hawaii Tourism Authority. And they have a voluntary survey that folks who are flying in can volunteer if they are intended new residents. And looking at that data, we're seeing that over the pandemic period overall, there's actually been fewer new residents moving to Hawaii. And that's largely because there was just such a dramatic drop in the number of people of all kinds coming to the islands in March, April, May. But what we do see is if you look at the period from August 1st to November 15th, the daily number of intended new residents increased about 20% to a little more than 180 people per day. So that's 180 people on average per day are moving here now during this time. Whereas, you know, in 2019, that number was more around 150 people per day. So it's a significant increase. But again, if you're looking at the pandemic from March, we're still having an overall decrease in people coming.
So we'll just have to see if these folks actually who are planning to be just part-timers all of a sudden become maybe full-time residents. But what about the local folks? I mean, how are they viewing this influx of people?
You know, I think everybody has seen the out-of-state license plates and just new folks in town, home sales going like crazy. I think, you know, there are a couple different ways local residents are looking at this. I think some people see folks coming in, you know, as a threat. There's this idea of being replaced, you know, as Hawaii becomes even more difficult for folks to get by here with this exorbitant cost of living and now everything that's happening with the economy. There's this fear that folks who, you know, have access to these jobs that allow them to work remotely and have these steadier, higher paychecks, that they're going to come in and replace them. But we also see people who really see this as an opportunity to reverse the brain drain, to kind of shore up the state's kind of devastated tax revenue, and to pump money into the local economy. So there's a couple ways to look at this, and I think the big question is, are these going to really stay? There's so much uncertainty with the pandemic, and I think you know, these are intended new residents, but whether or not they really become a part of our local community for the long run is kind of yet to be seen.
Yeah, and hopefully our local folks don't all move away. But thanks so much, Brittany.
Thank you.
We have been talking to reporter Brittany Light for our reality check today. You can read her story online at civilbeat.org.